Hello and welcome to another edition of Five of the Best. This one is going to be about accidental inventions. I'm going to start off with crisps, and crisps came about in 1853 and with head chef George Croom. George Croom in his own mind was a brilliant chef, but whether he was or wasn't, we don't know, although he did start his own restaurant. But in 1853, a guest complained that George's potatoes were, he returned them saying that they were soggy, bland and tasteless, and he asked for another batch. Well, George did not take this well, and in fact he decided to play a trick on the diner. He then proceeded to slice the next batch of potatoes really, really thin, so they would crack under the fork. He fried them, he then heavily oversalted them and sent them up. Well, the joke backfired because the guests loved them, and within 15 minutes he was having to do a second batch. And that is where crisps were born. In fact, crisps are sometimes known as Saratoga chips because where he worked in Saratoga. And so that's where the word Saratoga chips come from. The next invention I'm going to talk about is of superglue. Superglue was born or was invented in 1942 by Harry Coover, and he was an engineer looking for a plastic which would be a clear plastic for gun sights. And this is when he stumbled upon what we now call superglue, and he totally dismissed it, threw it in the rubbish, thinking it would make a terrible plastic for a gun sight being too sticky. Anyway, it wasn't until 1952 when Harry was now working for the US government and for Eastman Kodak, and they were looking for a heat-resistant polymer to secure pot canopies down. And this is when he brought back the formula of a superglue, and he very quickly realised its potential. And Eastman not agreed to this, and with a little bit of tinkering, it went on sale in 1958 and for commercial sale, and ever since then, boom. The next invention I'm going to talk about is of the microwave. The microwave is another invention which is discovered by accident. It was discovered by Percy Spencer, who was a leading expert of radar tube design, or magnetrons. And the magnetrons are the tube that produces the pulse which actually detects the aircraft or ship. And it was while working with one of these tubes, these very high-powered tubes, that he noticed that a chocolate bar in his pocket had actually melted. And he thought that the magnetron was the reason, and he began to experimenting. He built a small metal container, put that in the front of a magnetron, and in fact fully cooked corn after 40 seconds. This was late in the Second World War, and the Second World War was coming to an end, and Raytheon, the producer of a magnetron, realised that they could not rely on the X-ray magnetron tubes for a living, and wanted another way to produce money. So they gave Percy Spencer the right to develop the microwave. And by late 1946, the company top secret project was called Speedy Weenie. Produced its first microwave oven. And this was, in fact, a fully working microwave oven. It weighed 750 pounds and stood 6 foot tall. And the first commercial use went on sale later that year, and it cost $5,000. The first microwaves weren't like your laptop microwaves now. They were much, much more powerful. They could cook a 6 pound piece of meat in about 4 minutes. That's how powerful they are. They were really selling to people like railway companies, big industrial companies. That's what their aim was. Not really surprisingly, the sales of these powerful machines and the new technology led to very small or disappointing sales. And so Raytheon started to invest in smaller, less powerful machines, the countertop machines. And they started to appear in 1952, and the price of around $2,000 going up to around $4,000. Still very expensive. And these had two advantages. A, you could put them on the counter. These were almost the same size of machines as we see now. and B, they did not need to be plumbed in. The bigger machines had to be plumbed in to keep them cooled, so you didn't have to be plumbed in. You could just plug them into the wall and away you went. The next invention I'm going to talk about is X-rays. X-rays were invented or first seen in 1859 by Wilhelm Röntgen, who was the first person to witness X-rays, although this occurred by accident. Wilhelm was working or was experimenting with cathode ray tubes by passing a high voltage through them. The tube would normally be shielded, but at this time Wilhelm forgot to shield one side of the cathode ray tube, and when he turned it on, the tube was pointing, in fact, to a chemical screen, which is totally unrelated to the experiment he was doing. It just happens to be in the way. And when he turned it on, he noticed that the chemical screen had a green tinge to it. He began to experiment with this new light, and Wilhelm began to experiment with the new light, which he termed X-ray. X being the term, scientific term for unknown. He placed a thick piece of cardboard with the letter A painted on it, and the light passed through the cardboard, but it did not pass through the lead-based paint or the letter A. So this meant that there was a letter A on the screen. And he then put his hand in front of the screen, and he saw that the X-ray would pass through the soft tissue, but not through the bones. And he very quickly saw the opportunity for benefit for medical use out of this. Wilhelm invited his wife over to show her what she was doing in the lab all this time. And in fact, she was the first person to have an X-ray photo taken of her. She put her hand in front of the X-ray, and the X-ray was taken, and you can see this picture on the website. Anyway, Wilhelm went on to develop the X-ray and went on various tours showing what it was doing. And it was in 1901, he went to a promotional medical exhibition called the Pan American Expedition. And this was visited by President McKinley on September the 6th. And on September the 6th, he was shot outside Buffalo, or inside Buffalo. And he was shot twice in the stomach, and he was rushed to hospital. And the doctors tried to retrieve the two bullets in his body, but they could only find one bullet. And after much searching, they couldn't find a second, and they closed him up. And 10 days later, he died of blood poisoning because of the second bullet. The X-ray was there. They did know about it, yet they failed to use the machine, and no one knows why. Anyway, after that, Theodore Roosevelt was the vice president at the time, and he then went on to become the youngest president. The next invention I'm going to talk about is of cornflakes, and they were accidentally invented by two religious, fanatically religious brothers called the Kellogg brothers, and they were very strict Seventh-day Adventists, which meant that they meant clean living. They believed that masturbation was bad and evil. They didn't like eating red meat. Their wives, they had separate rooms for their wives. And in fact, the doctor went on tours condemning sex and promoting celibacy. The Cup brothers owned a sanatorium, a quite successful sanatorium, and they had some funny treatments to stop you masturbating. This included putting carbonic acid onto your genitals to stop you touching yourself. Anyway, the two brothers did own a successful sanatorium, and the food they served was very bland. In fact, very little meat, no spicy food, because they believed that meat and spicy food would heighten your desire for sex. So you lived on basically oats, meat, oats, nuts. And anyway, the two brothers were beginning to experiment in a new way to make bread. They would heat whole grain of wheat, roll it out into a sheet, and then bake it. And they did this, and they experimented with this, and they rolled it out, and they were called away. And when they came back, they found that the individual grains had broken into individual flakes, and they thought that this would be a good breakfast meal. And they started to serve this in a sanatorium in 1889. The Mayor Lord of Business was not doing well, because basically John Kellogg's refused to add sugar because of the sex thing. And in 1906, his brother then took his brother to court to win the rights to produce Kellogg's cornflakes on his own. And the first thing he did was add sugar. And of course, the whole thing then took off. And in fact, by 1930, it was the biggest selling breakfast cereal in the US. In fact, they went on to make Rice Krispies and All Bran as well. The next invention I'm going to talk about is of superglue. Superglue was born or was invented in 1942 by Harry Gruber, and he was an engineer looking for a plastic which would be a clear plastic for gun sights. And this is when he stumbled upon what we now call superglue, and he totally dismissed it, threw it in the rubbish, thinking it would make a terrible plastic for a gun sight being too sticky. Anyway, it wasn't until 1952 when Harry was now working for the US government and for Eastman Kodak, and they were looking for a heat-resistant polymer to secure pot canopies down. And this is when he brought back the formula of superglue. And he very quickly realised its potential. And Eastman agreed to this, and with a little bit of tinkering, it went on sale in 1958 and for commercial sale. And ever since then, boom.